Part C. In this part of the test, you'll hear two different extracts. In each extract, you'll hear health professionals talking about aspects of their work. For questions 31 to 42, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. Complete your answers as you listen. Now look at Extract 1. Extract 1. Questions 31 to 36. You hear an interview with a cardiologist called Dr. Jack Robson, who's an expert on Chagas disease. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 31 to 36.
Today we're talking to Dr. Jack Robson, a cardiologist and Chagas disease specialist in the USA. Dr. Robson, what is Chagas disease and why is it referred to as a neglected disease?
Chagas is caused by a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi. Most sufferers become infected when they're bitten by an insect, commonly known as the kissing bug, which carries the parasite.
Right.
People often don't realize they've been bitten, and during the initial phase of the infection, symptoms are normally mild or absent.
Okay.
70% of those infected never develop complications. For the other 30%, the disease tends to remain silent for a long time, often 30 years, but it eventually enters a chronic phase characterized by serious cardiac, digestive system, and neurological disorders. About 7 million people worldwide are thought to have Chagas, but it attracts relatively little publicity or funding for research. This indifference is largely down to it being primarily a disease of marginalized communities in Latin America, where it's endemic. Mm. You need resources to force significant action.
Right, I see. And are there any concerns in the USA about Chagas?
Yes, the insect carrying the parasite is actually endemic to the southern U.S. states. Mm. Since 1955, however, no more than 30 people have been bitten and infected while in the USA. The alarming thing, though, is that it's become apparent that large numbers of first-generation and some second-generation immigrants from Latin America carry Chagas, around 300,000.
Right.
These people won't infect others, apart from congenitally and possibly through blood transfusion, but a significant proportion end up chronically ill.
And for the benefit of our listeners, can you describe an individual case?
Well, this year, a Bolivian woman, let's call her Marisol, asked me if she could be tested for Chagas. She's a long-term U.S. resident, but she'd recently been on vacation in Bolivia, and at one point she had felt unwell. This often occurs with changes in diet and living conditions, and that's what Marisol assumed was the cause. She'd actually been planning to donate blood in Bolivia, but changed her mind at the last minute. Ironically, if she'd gone ahead, the screening would have detected Chagas.
I see.
Hearing from relatives that Chagas can be transmitted congenitally was what prompted Marisol to come to my clinic. She and her partner wanted to start a family, and she was scared that she might pass the parasite on. Tests then showed she did indeed have intermediate stage Chagas.
And what issues can arise in treating Chagas?
Well, another patient, I'll call her Jennifer, felt unwell following a vacation in a region where Chagas is endemic. Tests indicated she was Chagas positive. Jennifer was then referred to my clinic where we do further tests. Meanwhile, she looked up Chagas online and understandably was distressed by what she read. "Why me?" she once said to me. She was also fearful about taking benznidazole, the main drug used for Chagas, because it has potentially harmful side effects. For optimum impact, it should be taken in the first 2 months of the disease, but by the time the testing had been completed, 10 weeks had passed since the likely date of the bite. For information, Jennifer took benznidazole and didn't react badly to it.
And do you deal with patients in later stages of the illness?
Yes, I have a 62-year-old patient called Juan. 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with dilated cardiomyopathy, and Chagas was also detected in him. If he'd been tested for Chagas earlier in his life, his long-term prospects would have been better. A year after the diagnosis, Juan was found to have type 2 diabetes. This was dealt with relatively well, though his body did initially reject insulin. Juan took drugs for his heart and for several years was reasonably stable, but eventually monitoring revealed severe cardiac deterioration. His experience is very much what you'd expect in someone who's had the disease for years, and it's reached the latter stages. There's no cure, and the main recommendations are rest, exercise, and appropriate diet.
I see. And what can be done to combat Chagas generally?
Plenty. Researchers are working on improved drugs to treat it and a vaccine. None currently exists, but it takes at least 10 years to supply a new drug. Another idea is to develop the existing drugs in tablets of different sizes. That could and should be done almost overnight. What's currently available is designed for adults, even though infants often have the disease. There are also some very important programs using insecticides and other methods to wipe out the bugs that transfer Chagas to humans, but initiatives like those take decades rather than years.
Well, Dr. Jack Robson, thank you very much for speaking to us today.